Good morning, friends. To each and every listener, we say a very careful good morning. We hope that today finds you well and in faith in the Lord. And, of course, at this special season of the year when we think of the birth of Christ, it certainly is a time for rejoicing. I'm glad that he came. I'm glad that I learned of him and gave my heart to the Lord. Here's a scripture reading so suitable at this special time. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Luke 2:7-12. Now I realize that we've heard this scripture for many, many years, but there's something about it that's of interest, that's fascinating, that's joyous. And I'm glad that Christ came, and I'm glad that he fulfilled the purpose for which he did come. You know what that purpose is? As one verse says, thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. So that's the purpose for which he came. He not only came to save us from our sins, but he came to leave us an example how that we should walk and live before him in carefulness and prayerfulness. And one thing especially that I hope that all of us will learn, and learn well, to be like him, we must learn to pray. Jesus said at one time, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, Luke 18:1. So if we learn to serve him better, we need to learn to pray. Always pray. Or in other words, always be in an attitude of prayer, in a spirit of prayer. And I'd like to briefly mention to you today 7 reasons why we should pray. Can you think of some of them? Number 1, to obtain salvation. Now, if you're going to be saved, you're going to have to call on the name of the Lord. The preacher can't do all of it for you. You need to call on the Lord. As Romans 10:13 puts it this way, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, it's fine to have someone else pray for you and with you, but you need to learn to pray yourself. Don't depend on someone else to do all your praying. You learn to pray. That's the number one reason that you should learn to pray, is to obtain salvation. Number 2, you may, the time may come that you'll need healing or you need help from the Lord in your body. Now, there's atonement for that, too. So this verse in James 5:16 tells us how to do that. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another, that you then learn to pray. Number 3, you need to learn to pray in order to find mercy, grace, and strength. In other words, if you're going to be strong in the Lord, you're going to have to learn to pray and call upon him. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need, Hebrews 4:16. So if you want mercy and grace and strength, then learn to pray as a constant companion to you. Number 4, you need to learn to pray in order to obtain power. Now, if you want to be a real power in the hands of God, then you must learn to pray. Then he said unto them, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. Mark 9:29. You remember when he said that to the disciples when they needed power to cast out the devil? They needed to learn how to pray. And he said, this kind doesn't come out only but by prayer and fasting. So if you would have power to live this life, then learn to pray. And of course, number 5, we get many, many blessings from prayer. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. That's the words of Jesus. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. John 16:24. So if you want blessings, in addition to all these necessities, then learn to pray. Learn to call upon the Lord. Number six, to avoid or avert evil, or to escape from evil. Jesus said, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Matthew 26:41. So you need to learn to pray to avoid temptation, to keep away from the evil. And sometimes when one gets in a low spiritual condition, it's easy to be overtaken by sin. But if one is prayed up, then it fortifies them and helps them ward off the evil in which they may encounter. Number seven, of course, then we might say the final one here, but there are many, many other reasons why we should learn to pray. But in order that we might fulfill God's will in our lives, did you know that to pray was really to obey the will of God? I will, therefore, that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting, 1 Timothy 2:8. And that doesn't mean just a few people pray, but it means a blanket coverage that everyone should learn to pray. I like that. Praise the Lord for the power of prayer. There are those who have lived here in this world and left us examples of praying and calling on God that are still outstanding. Daniel prayed. He was in trouble when he was facing the lion's den. What did he do? He prayed. Elijah prayed. 3 years and 6 months the drought had been upon the land. And so he began to call upon God. Listen. And Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees. 1 Kings 18:42. Now, it doesn't really say right here that he was praying, but I can't imagine anything but that he was praying. Of course, well, you might say, well, he was there just in meditation and maybe discouraged and all. Well, no, I think he was there praying. And I believe he had faith to know that God was going to send the rain, and he just put his head down there between his knees, and he forgot all around him, all about him, except calling on God. He was praying. So, friends, let me give you a little advice, if I may here. We're drawing down close to the end of the year. 1979 is upon us just very shortly. And why don't you make it a policy that throughout this year, if trouble comes your way, don't get discouraged. Don't get your head down. Don't say, well, there's no use trying. I tell you what, do pray. If you get sick this year or any other year, whenever that may be, things don't seem to be going well for you in your body, and you know what, do pray. The prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise them up, the scriptures tell us. So, learn to pray if you get in trouble. Now, if someone abuses you, and they speak evil of you, and cast out your name as evil, and just try to destroy you, don't say, well, I'm going to get even with him. I'm going to repay him. No, no. Vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. So that's not for you to do. I tell you what you do. You pray. You call upon God and pray for that one who persecutes you or speaks evil of you. Don't go around seeking for a chance to fight him or to get even with him like this. Learn to pray. God will take care of those things, and he'll take care of you. So if trying things come, problems arise, whenever, learn to tell you that is a constant need among God's people is to be in an attitude of prayer. So I hope that we may learn well our instruction here in learning to pray, because the pathway of divine living is paved with prayer. No one can be very spiritual or make very much spiritual progress unless they learn to pray. Where you find a true saint of God, you will find a person who knows the worth of prayer. And he knows the value of pleading with God and sending up earnest petitions and pouring out his heart to the Lord in a time of need, not only in time of need, but in gratitude and thankfulness to him for his abundant mercies. In fact, there are riches not to be obtained any other way but by prayer. And many blessings are bestowed upon the people of God when they engage in fervent prayer. Prayer consists of something more than just merely repeating words. It's talking to God and sending up petitions in faith, believing that God does hear and answer prayer. You take Christ for our example. He prayed when he was tempted and in time of trial, when he was brought near the hour of death. We find him pleading in the Garden of Gethsemane, "If it be thy will, let this cup pass from me." Although it seemed a bitter cup, yet he said, "Father, thy will, not mine, be done." Oh, what a lesson of submission we learn as Christ set the example before us here. What a beautiful lesson we can all learn from this. See how Jesus was willing to submit himself to the will of the Father, and certainly God did go with him. So it is with us. There are often times when we could be spared perhaps much physical and mental suffering and sober were it not for the great responsibility upon which under which we're placed. There are times when the salvation of many souls rests upon our decision to do the will of God. And friends, you don't know how many people are watching your life and how much depends upon the way you serve the Lord. And especially as you call upon him in prayer, God is willing and ready to answer. Our Father, bless each listener of the broadcast today. Would you pour in grace and power and strength and help them to learn to call upon you in the time of need. Be with each one, and for that which is accomplished, we'll surely give you the praise in Jesus' name. And so, friends, once again I say, until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying, God bless and keep you always, and a very cheerful goodbye.